Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from April 20, 2020 to April 24, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On April 20, here were the news. YouTube users in India can now make UPI payments. 275 cities across China can now use Apple Pay Express transit payments. Fashion chain Quiz reopens website for online shopping. Best Buy takes measures to mitigate 30% sales drop since the 21st of March 2020. France cash transactions set to decline by 2023. Branch integrates with Domino's Pulse to deliver Domino's employees faster payments. PCI Pal updates payment services for businesses with home and remote workers. ThreeKit launches configurable augmented reality tool for online shopping. Recent evolution of the retail payments market in Hungary. Supplier payment terms swing wildly, from 5 to 180 days. The B2B contract finds its strategic role in procure-to-pay. For retail supplier relationships, less is sometimes more. On April 21, here were the news. Stripe extends Series G round, raises $600 million. IDEX Biometrics to provide fingerprint sensors for Swipe. Bank Alpha Law teams up with PayFast for online payments solution. Google reportedly launches smart debit card. Facebook to roll out mobile payments service in Indonesia. Rapid to acquire payment card service provider Corda. Wirecard becomes Visa's payment processor for Visa FinTech Fast Track program in the Middle East. NIUM, GeoSwift partner to allow overseas customers to remit funds into China. Shopify expands capital lending program to aid merchants in Canada. Credit card payments app Cred launches RentPay and Stash. PayPal available for payment on the Walmart Canada e-commerce site. PAX announces a flexible commercial model for its unattended terminals. Mexico's B2B payments opportunity as a global e-invoice leader. Corporates play payment rail musical chairs. Bracing mid-market firms for financing volatility. On April 22, here were the news. GoCardless launches payment intelligence product for recurring payments. FOMO Pay expands digital payment service into Malaysia. eBay expanding managed payments to Australia, Canada. FreedomPay teams up with Google Pay to support e-commerce payments. Apple Pay expands to Volksbank and Raiffeisenbank customers in Germany. Google to allow business list products on Google Shopping for free. Mobile finance apps surge in market share, study shows. Yoko launches online payments solution. Facebook invests $5.70 billion in Reliance Geo platforms. Deluxe, Fiserv work together for merchant services offerings. Rapid reveals program for digital payments adoption in Singapore. Helping entrepreneurs reimagine a borderless economy. How ACH innovation ushers in a new normal for payroll. The e-invoice emerges as the keystone of RAP connectivity. On April 23, here were the news. Adyen shares trading updates, earnings grow 34% amid pandemic. IDEX fingerprint integrated into China UnionPay certified payment card. Gilded, CoinMarketCap announced digital currency payments solution. Just Eat and Takeaway merger approved. Zwipe, Toppin join forces to bring biometric payment cards to Hong Kong and Macau. Gojek acquires mobile POS startup Mocha. BlackHawk Network and Ribbon to provide mobile wallet-enabled prepaid rewards. Palm Pay waives transfer fees in Nigeria for COVID-19-affected customers. UnionPay rolls out content and service platform to build Pay Plus digital ecosystem. ECOMMPAY offers 0% on card processing fees during COVID-19 pandemic. E-commerce platforms Alibaba and JD launch bookings for COVID-19 tests. Forecast to 2025 expects contactless payments increase in UK. Eurostat survey reveals that only 22% of the Bulgarians shop online. Worldline acquires GoPay, strengthens its e-commerce position in Eastern Europe. Grab pushes for safer payments with cashless services. On April 24, here were the news. Stripe introduces global card support, card self-issuing, and revenue engine improvements. Alibaba to help India-based SMEs during COVID-19 pandemic. Trustly teams up with Folksam to simplify insurance payments for students. NBCU launches new e-commerce product. American Airlines introduces e-commerce platform in Canada. Whistle scheme to facilitate micro online shops parcel delivery process. Western Union expands global network for real-time payments. Southeast Asia B2B fintech keeps VC wheels turning. How governments navigate ACH payments innovation. Amid travel bans, corporate expenses see surprising uptick. Deep dive, how banks use digital technologies to outlast the coronavirus. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.